Hello, welcome back to the Bring A Bit podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
And so, for the final, is it the final? Halloween month?
Yes. Yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is. Okay, just. Actually, yeah, 30 seconds it would be, if that existed.
So, and it doesn't. Not in any of the months.
No, not in any of the months, even the long ones.
Yeah.
Maybe they should work on that.
Yeah, they should.
That's bad. That's a bad, bad start. Right, so The Purge, we thought, oh, that's a horror film. I mean, technically, kind of. In the same way Get Out is kind of a horror film. They're kind of close in the same genre. So we thought,
the horrors
hey,
of society.
Yeah, we're just like, we're law-abiding kind of normal people. What would we
Speak
logically do? Yeah, well.
Roy's murdered.
Roy's always, everyone knows Roy's a bit different.
I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, but so we were just thinking, like, what would we do as law-abiding citizens? But I'll be honest, I don't know how many of us have actually gone down that route. I ended up just going silly, like, kind of what, like, if I wanted to commit a crime, how would I do it without dying? That was kind of like, that was kind of how I ended up going. So it's just completely against what was being said.
I'm not gonna lie, I've done how we survived the purge by being practical. I thought that was what we were doing, but
We can do that too.
Can I say one of my silly ones that I haven't written down because I thought of it on the way back home?
No,
today.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, anyway. So something I thought of is if I just wanted to, I don't know, do like a soft, like just if I wanted to just punch someone in the face with and get away with it or something like that. I don't know. Then I feel like I would record, you know, the booming thing that goes out saying the purge is over. I'd record it and play it outside someone's house, like in Love Actually.
Love Actually, yeah.
Hold out the cards.
No, I wouldn't. I'd hold it up outside a door, wait for him to come out, like, ah, finally. And just punch me in the face.
do the Minecraft noise when they get hit.
Yeah, I feel like that's just a good way of doing it. That's a good way of doing a little crime. No real danger.
Couldn't they look at the clock and be like, hang on a minute, it's not purge time.
He's cheating!
I'd do it like a minute or two early and then they just assume their clock's wrong.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
But what if they take a long time to get down and then it has ended and you've punched someone in the face and you get done for GBH?
I'd think of something. I'll be their Domino's. We're like, oh, this is the Domino's you ordered for just after the purge finishing. other pizza places are available.
Your breakfast Domino's is here.
What if they didn't order a Domino's? How do you know?
I'd be like, your compliments to Domino's for being such a good customers here.
Fair enough.
And then punch.
What if they then open the door and they're like, I've never ordered a Domino's in my life.
And then punch you.
I'd be like, sorry, I meant that.
Yeah.
I'd get a Domino's and a Papa John's full outfit in preparation and do a quick change if need be. It would have to be my next door neighbour in order for it to be safe, so I didn't have to go too far in the wilderness of the Purge world. So
yeah.
Anyway,
do you have anything against your next door neighbour?
No, I don't.
That's going to be an awkward year until the next purge.
To be honest, I'd imagine a purge universe where just everything's different, including my neighbours. So I didn't really think, oh, am I going to have to punch my own neighbour? That's not what I was thinking.
Henry doesn't like his neighbours. You heard it here first.
Well, I haven't had neighbours most of my life. They've always been away. Anyway.
Fair enough.
Anyway, so one of you...
Do you want me to do my practical surviving ones? Actually, you do yours first, Tom, and I'll show you. I'll do mine later.
All right. So we all know fire is fun.
Yeah.
And cool.
That's what everyone
I would
says.
I'd find an abandoned building. Obviously, I don't want to hurt anyone, and just set it on fire. I think that would be fun.
What if it's flammable?
Arson's still illegal. Well, I'd find an abandoned building that is flammable. You know,
what if someone's already set it on fire?
Well, I'd find one that hasn't been set on fire. I'd find an abandoned building that can be set on fire and hasn't already been set on fire. I'd set it on fire.
That's just unrealistic, Tom. That's unrealistic.
That's a dangerous situation to put yourself in, though, because it wouldn't. In order to confirm there are people in there, you'd have to check every room of an abandoned building.
Well, I would then. Fine, I've got time.
It's dangerous, though.
I'd bring a gun just in case they attack me. Then, long story
you
commit, short,
could
is,
be blood in your hands. Then,
all right, yeah. Okay, not abandoned building. Then I find a boat.
A boat on fire.
A boat in a bay and set that on fire and make sure no one's in it.
Manage expectations there.
Yeah, just the flames flicker in his eyes.
Okay, fine. I
am an arsonist.
He runs over, punch in the air.
It doesn't have
you
to.
Can't catch me.
You poked holes in my house.
On the news the next morning, everyone's died. It's like paddle boat set on fire.
Just saw a mugshot, Tom. Sticking his chin out.
There wouldn't be a mugshot because it's a purge and it's legal. Checkmate.
Oh, that's true.
I don't want to kill anyone.
Yeah.
So, but I'd want to burn something.
Okay, Rory, let's go to your survival one.
Okay, so to survive, I'd hide at the dump. Because who would go to the dump on the night of the purge? It stinks, and there's no, like, weapons that you... Well, I suppose there's, like, 2x4s and stuff, but if you're doing the purge, you want to do it in style. You want to have knives and shit. If you're going... No one's going to go to the dump. If you've seen Chelmsford Dump, where we
Rory,
are... It's,
Rory.
Yeah?
I hate to break it to you. I've written that down as well.
What, hide at the dump?
So we're both at the dump right now. In a world where murder is legal, we have the same hiding place.
Fuck.
And there's probably some broken bottles in there. You know,
oh God.
Temptation. By the way, I haven't written it down, but I just wanted you to realise, you know.
But realistically, it's the best hiding place possible, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think that's true. I think in a bush.
I'd get on a boat.
No, because a bush.
Session of boats.
And I'd go out into the middle of the ocean.
And then he'd burn it and sink.
Well,
I wouldn't do that.
I hope the criminals don't know how to swim.
I'd go to a bay, burn everyone else's boat, and then take one into the middle of the ocean. And then who's going to get me? No one, because there aren't any more boats. Checkmate.
And I'll tell you what, you'd be a rich man afterwards.
Exactly, I'd have the only boat.
you'd have to burn all the boat factories as well, Tom.
They take time to build.
That's going to be a Scorsese film where Tom lives out his dream as a fisherman by taking out the competition.
One man holds a monopoly over all boats in the whole of the UK.
Well, I can only burn them once a year when it's legal, and just hope that no one burns mine.
Oh, that'll be you burn all of them accidentally. Oh, I forgot to save one for me.
In the background, there's 100 men running at me with knives.
That's like the shittest Spider-Man villain ever. Boat burner.
That's a sick game.
Imagine having a face off and he just like, hang on a sec, I'm gonna go to the dock, meet me there, and he burns a boat and he's like, just don't come near me or I'll do it again.
Only if there's no one in it though.
You're too late, Spider-Man. I've burned this boat already.
Right, Spider-Man, save all the people in there because I'm about to burn it.
Yeah, I don't want to kill any of them. Get them out.
I'm not a murderer.
I'm just an arsonist.
Right, okay. Circling back around. Okay, lovely. I have got like a really... Actually, I have got a practical one at the end, but I'll leave it for now. This is quite a ridiculous one I had, and it was I would get a job as a cleaner for a rich family. I'm not finished yet. No, but this isn't me wanting to do something illegal. This was back when I was like trying to.
My one night a year, I will get a job as a cleaner.
No, this was me thinking like, oh, like what was a ludicrous way I could try and be safe. This is back when I was, you know, still functioning with the idea. But I was still thinking. So I work my way up until the rich families want me as a cleaner. You know, I get good at my job. And then as I'm heading out in the evening, they say, oh yeah, good luck with the purge, everyone. Ring us in the morning, see if you're safe. I collapse with some sort of feigned heart attack until the purge starts, and then I can stay with them with all their security. Because they're not going to trip me out, because that would be evil.
Smart. It's a bit long-winded.
It was only a paragraph to write, so...
No, I didn't mean physically long. I meant the act of doing it is quite long-winded.
You should hear some of mine if you think that's long-winded.
Go on, then.
All right, so it's not similar, actually. In the year before heading up to the Purge, I would ingratiate myself into the society... What?
Exactly a year before the Purge.
In the years leading up to the Purge, this specific Purge, I survived the other ones as well.
You'll be prepping for the next Purge during the Purge.
Yeah, exactly. This is my Purge. This is Purge Rory, as they say.
That's a film I want to see.
I'd start...
Purge Rory? It sounds like we just kill Rory.
Everyone, Purge Rory! No, I'd start a career in politics because obviously the ruling party in this world makes the purge like the legal thing to get unemployment down. But I'd get into this party and I'd climb the ladder of it so that I'm completely safe. And in this purge, I'd get to go to one of those dinners that they have where they all sit around like clapping the purge and eating nice food and drinking expensive wine. And no one would come near me because I'm rich and powerful.
Smart. If I was in that situation, I would work my way up in politics and then just go, you know what, guys? Let's not do this anymore.
Nah.
Let's stop.
And then the boat swings the other way. I tried.
I did try. And that's all that matters.
Tom gets to the top and he's like, right, I won't put an end to this as long as you let me burn boats outside of Purge Day.
3 times a year, I promise.
Tom, did you have another one?
Yeah. See, again, this is more just... So we all know stealing's illegal. I would go to an airport and take a plane just so I could fly around for a bit.
You don't know how to fly a plane, though.
Yeah, in the years leading up to it, I would learn how to fly a plane.
Couldn't you just become a pilot in that scenario?
Legally.
Could just become a pilot and then that would be your job. And you get paid if you're going to learn.
Yeah, you would have flown the plane during the lessons as well, wouldn't you?
I've got an idea. So, during the night of the purge, I'd go to an airport and fix up a document for the airport to hand over the rights to a Boeing 747 to me, and then I would forge their signatures. And obviously, it would be illegal every other day of the year, but for the purge, it's legal. And then legally, that plane is mine. So I own it. So for the rest of the year, I've just got a Boeing 747 and they can't do anything about it. And I can just fly around whenever I want with all the lessons I've had.
Are you going to keep a Boeing 747?
For the rest of the night, after I forged their signatures, I would go around taking all of the scrap metal in the whole city. And then I would build my own terminal.
That's a bit of a waste of a purge, just doing work.
You'd become a rag and bone man for the night.
Yeah, but at the end of it, I'd have a big plane.
Are you sure your boat wouldn't get a bit jealous with a Boeing 747 in your possession?
They will be friends. It won't get jealous because it's an inanimate object and doesn't have feelings.
Okay.
That's right.
To be honest, this is a shit one. I might just do another one straight after it. I was thinking like, oh, I don't know. I was thinking like if I really wanted to kill as many people as possible. I was thinking I could set time C4 to blow up like in a public area. This sounds really bad.
It does,
time C4 and then just as it becomes elite, I was thinking to myself, oh yeah, that'll be enough. I'll just do it in a public area and then it blows up. And then setting it is the illegal thing. You know, the foul was outside the box. Like, it was setting the charge that was the illegal thing. It wasn't like not stopping it. But then I thought, oh, but then it's like being complicit in a crime. Like, if you know about it, it's illegal. Yeah. So I thought, what I'll do is I'll set it while it's fully illegal. I'll go as far away as possible. And then as soon as the thing finishes, I'll run back frantically like I really want to stop it. But then I'm not. But then obviously I'm too far away, so I can't. So realistically, I did what I could.
Yeah, I think. But surely people wouldn't be in the public at that point. Like big public areas.
No, because I'd like hide it and I'd set it for like when things are back to normal completely, like Black Friday or something. Yeah.
Jesus
anyway.
Christ.
Yeah, okay. I thought it's rude.
You're weird, mate.
Weird. Well, it was the task, so.
Yeah, true.
I've got another surviving one. Mm. Come on, let me go. Let me cook, Tom.
Right. Cook, go, dear.
Slay. I'd play the timid fool if I was caught out in public. I've decided.
Is that a game? I'd no, sit at home and play the timid fool all night.
It's a song. La-da-dee, la-da-doo. No, if I was caught, I'd suggest ways that they could kill me, but slowly escalate them just at the point as they're about to do it. Like, I'd be like, oh, you could chef me up with that butcher knife. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Chef me up.
And then I'm like, hang on, why don't you heat it up a bit first? Because that'll probably hurt me a bit more. And then they're about to do that. And then I'm like, why don't you get two? And they're like, oh, fuck, yeah, you're right. We've got it one night a year. Let me just, I want to make sure this is special. And then you keep upping the ante until it gets to the end of the purge. And they're about to do the last one where I've been like, attach a firework to your ass and hold seven knives and have a unicorn horn on. And then the purge bell dings. I'm like, oh, shit, you can't kill me now, bitch.
This is a really, really thin line.
Like obviously,
a really difficult game to play.
You've got to be a good talker, but I'm imaginative, Tom. I've
Did
played
you steal
lots
that
of
from
games.
The Dictator?
Is that from The Dictator?
Yeah.
When
he just keeps taunting him, when he's like, oh, it's not fun now.
I didn't, but to be fair, I think it's been a thing that's been in movies before, so it's probably a subconscious idea.
Tom?
But yeah, I would.
All right. So, Henry upped the ante a bit with his one. I wasn't sure I was going to do this one, but now that Henry's upped the ante, I don't feel as bad about it.
Double blind.
I would punch a child. Because we can all agree that children are annoying. How many times have you seen a child in public that you wanted to punch? And you can this night.
Should we answer that?
Yeah. No, every so many people, there's so many kids you're like, fucking little... And that's the night you can do it. Just one punch, and then I'm like, I'm off to bed.
Would you uppercut the child?
No, that's too much.
Oh, right, just a jab.
Punch in the gut or something.
What was the child doing out in the purge?
One of the hoodlum ones are like, Mum, I'm gonna go out, fuck you. I'm gonna go graffiti.
They're probably protected by other bigger hoodlums.
Well, I distract them. I'd throw a stone at a bin and they're like, what the hell is that? And then they'll all go over and look at it. And then
you
punch the child. They'll leave the hoodlum alone and I'll just go, yeah, one quick jab.
Like, listen to your mother.
Yeah.
Would they chase you then at that point?
I'm too quick. I'll bring a boat. I'll do it on the beach.
It's a sea child.
I'll do it on the beach and then I'll run to my boat and then laugh while they try and chase me. And then I'll throw another rock at a different bin and distract them.
They could punch you back when the purge is finished, but you could press charges.
I'd wear a mask.
And get them a fine. Well,
and they wouldn't know who I was.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
What, after or during?
During. I'm not going to have my face open for one night and then wear a mask the rest of the year.
Because you weren't clear.
Yeah, you weren't clear, to be fair. I think that's a pretty airtight plan, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't. I suppose I'd reiterate. This isn't like a one by itself. I just wanted to reiterate that I do feel like hiding in a bush is just the safest way.
Depends on what kind of bush.
If I've got like enemies, for instance, like if I've got a different answer for if I've got no enemies, but if I've actually got enemies, like surely just hiding in like the actual wilderness, because no one's going to go fishing through the wilderness in case there's some like strays. They're going to go for like the main places where they're likely to bump into people, the reactive areas.
Yeah.
like knocking on doors, breaking in houses or whatever. They're not going to actually like, there might be some clever people in the bushes, but let's go get the clever people because that'll feel more satisfying. So, you know, that was my thinking.
I'll do my last one quickly
because that didn't really count. I was thinking in my head, realistically, and like if you've got no enemies, like there's not going to be a big horde of people. Like, you know, in the first Purge film where they have like a whole group of people like with equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Those people aren't coming for like the modest houses, the modest, decrepit looking houses. Like, and if individuals come through the door, I can just get a rescue dog. I've got a rescue dog right now. If I like unlock the door quietly, he barks. So I just go to sleep. Wait for the dog to bark if something happens.
And I'll have maybe
like a gun by myself, I have basic stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll just have a relatively normal night.
Yeah.
I think. Surely.
I think however many people there are and how many people would be willing to actually break into houses and murder, the odds of them going into your house on the night of the Purge, if you're just a regular random person, is incredibly low.
Obviously,
depends if your neighbours are purgers.
No, but the Hunger Games did definitely like over-exaggerate the whole revolution thing. But like, there's definitely going to be a little bit of an agreement between people that whilst the Purge does allow killing, like, just there'll be like a sort of an underlying thing of, yeah, but we're not actually going to, like, most people aren't going to do it.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking like that. I feel like this might ruin your next examples, but...
No, I think you're completely right. In the general sense, I think most people wouldn't murder, even if it was legal. I don't think the law is what's stopping them. I think it's just morals.
Yeah, I think you just sort of do a gentleman's agreement with the people around you and just kind of go, no purging tonight, gotcha.
We could do the classic Modern Warfare 2 tactic and get riot shield and hide in a corner. And then someone else could have another one and sit on top of your head and have it covering the top as well.
Yeah, but what if they purge you?
One person could have a riot shield and one person could have dual-wielded models and then it'd be completely Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, or a FAMAS with a grenade launcher.
And then...
One-man army and then you can just aim down the tunnel and just carry on shooting the grenade launcher, one-man army in, and then you get a nuke. And then you get a tactical insertion
and if you die, you respawn.
Yeah. This is really smart.
I think we've won it.
Yeah.
I didn't have Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, that's a shame.
Poor baby.
No tactical insertion for Henry.
Anyway, continue.
I'm trying to think how of many, ways how to survive. How many have
I got left? I've rinsed my list.
As an ante up to yours and Tom's ones earlier about punching children and such, I would kick a baby through rugby posts.
I never said anything about punching kids. That was all Tom.
You said murdering.
Well, yeah,
yeah, you said blow up.
You were creating an act of terrorism.
Yeah.
You went the first.
Kill indiscriminately. Yeah.
Yeah. You're killing children as well, mate.
That's in blissful ignorance. That's different.
it's still the worst.
Blissful ignorance. You've set a C4 charge. I don't know if this could kill anyone.
But it's not sadistic. It's just like. It's just... What?
Definitely is.
Terrorism is far more sadistic than punching a child in the gut.
No, but I wouldn't be there, so.
Fair enough. That makes it. He's been watching too much Saw.
There's no fruits. I just know somewhere that it happened, and I might see something on the news.
Yeah, you'll be like, I did that. I murdered all those people. Yeah, carry on, Rory.
I'd kick the baby through the rugby posts.
Fair enough. Would you have someone else catch it after? You'd catch it?
I'd get someone to catch it. I'd probably pad it up a bit first, really. I was going to say, you're having complications, though.
If you bring someone else and suddenly you're with someone and they might purge you.
No, he'd pick someone he trusts, like his dad.
It's my mum that I've brought with me.
Mum, I've got an idea.
I love that you have to change that pick.
No, I trust my dad as well.
I'll bring my dad. No, actually, I do my mum.
I feel like my mum would be more switched on to catching the baby than my dad.
Mm.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Are you sure your mum has no hostile feelings towards you?
Towards me? What? No, I don't think so. But in this situation, she'd be thinking to save the baby first anyway. And if she did have hostile feelings, she'd then be holding a baby. So it'd be even harder, if you feel me.
With her old career, she'd want to save the kids.
Exactly.
Mm. I think that's a good point.
I feel like that's very unlikely.
Do you trust her hand-eye coordination, though?
Hmm.
Imagine that. Imagine Rory getting upset that they dropped the baby. booting it through the thing, and he's just, oh, Mum!
What have you done? That's a baby!
How could you?
Oh, this is lowbrow, isn't it?
It's highbrow. Incredibly highbrow.
Has anyone got any more examples? Because I feel like 25 minutes, people are actually listening to this one.
I was just trying to think of a way to survive it, but my head's running dry, if that's a saying. It's not. I know it's not. I think I've all done.
I do think in The Hunger Games, and I just got thinking of it, Peter's idea of face painting himself would be quite solid.
Yeah,
you just went in a dark room and just sort of roughly face painted yourself wardrobe coloured or something. just sat against it. People aren't going to be like, hang on, look for different shadings that might suggest to someone like coming out of the wardrobe.
I think that'd be the funniest thing ever if you were Purgit and you just saw Henry to toe in wardrobe paint.
Imagine if they just came through the door and that my side was just clearly not wardrobe paint. I'd just forgotten it.
I'm going to assume.
I have a wardrobe.
I've got an idea. Oh,
come on, it was a good effort, lads. Leave me alone.
I've got an idea, actually, for this. I'm going to assume that prisoners don't get set free on the night because there's no way they'd be able to, like, recapture them. So I'm going to assume that prisons are one of the few things that stay open and stay, like, in a controlled environment. So maybe a week before, I would rob somewhere and then get, I don't know, however long robbing gets you, like 5 months, I don't know, and that's a lot.
I think it's like third offence or something.
Just do a lot of graffiti or something over here.
Yeah, and then just get put in for like a weekend.
Yeah.
And just stay in prison for that weekend.
Graffiti, you're going away, son. For 2 days. You're too dangerous to be kept in the public. Okay?
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
Something, you know, like something that gets you locked up for a night when they're just like,
cutting a child.
Yeah. No.
Oh, we could start. You could do it instead, and then you'd be safe for the purge. It's just timing, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Or like a mental hospital, so I could pretend I'm like losing my mind for one day, and then they'd put me in one of those padded rooms and lock me in there. And then the next day, I'll be like, I'm cured, doc.
I'm alright now.
Have you not seen Terminator 2?
Yes, I have. But you know,
Dr. Silverman, I'm better now.
Yeah, but
and he doesn't believe her.
I would. They'd believe me. And also, I wouldn't get in there by saying a robot from the future came to kill me and my son. I'd do something a bit tamer.
Hmm.
Like,
what would be your your catchphrase for being in an asylum?
Boogie boogie. What?
Do you have to have one?
Wait, say it again. What was it, Tom?
Boogie boogie, I'm crazy wazy.
Right. Thank you for coming to the Green Myth podcast. We try to end things strongly here. So.
And I think we have.
Right. See you next time when it's not Halloween month. I think we had a case study idea for a particular actor. I don't know if that's going to come through in time, but yeah. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.